Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Ed Marsh back on the show. Ed's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years, founder and principal of Consilium. He's exporting advisor to the American Express Grow Global, and he's here to talk to us about a number of different topics. He's our good friend. Ed, welcome back.
Thanks very much for having me, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Ed, I would like to get your thoughts. No, for no particular reason, you're not. I'm not holding you out as an expert on pandemics or anything. But I would like to get your thoughts as a business owner, as a leader, a global thought leader, and people who have customers all over the place. Where we stand right now with regard to the coronavirus issue, what do you see? What do you think? What's happening? Do you think it's happening right now? What's your perspective on it?
Well, so obviously I don't have any sort of a medical background, and I'm operating from the same news that everybody else is operating from. But I believe, you know, a couple of things jump out at me. Number one, the importance of diversification so that you're able to endure and work through difficult times in various markets. And number two, the importance of digital. You know, we're obviously going to talk about trade shows today and getting together with people in places. And there's some trade shows and events that are being, you know, canceled or postponed now.
A bunch of them.
The importance of digital, though, not only ties in with trade shows, but it's also an important part of being everywhere that people are looking for stuff that you sell and looking for the kind of information you have, regardless of what's going on in any particular market. So,
I like your diversification. That we can take from this. I like your diversification advice. That's really smart, and that's some advice that Tim Cook with Apple should be taking from you, isn't it? I mean, I'm picking on him metaphorically. You know what I mean? People like Tim and others. You know, I just bought a product, a pretty significant product, for a project I'm working on. The components were made in Europe, but they were assembled in China. The product was assembled in China, and so. Thank God I got them before all this happened. Otherwise, it might be halfway across the Pacific on a boat. But it was just an example. I'm just a small business owner out here buying a product, and that's how that came across. We have a globally integrated supply chain where things are not made and assembled and delivered from one place anymore. They're all over an airplane, a jet airliner. Boeing doesn't manufacture jet airlines. They assemble them. What do you think?
So I think the supply chains are a really interesting opportunity for American businesses, because if you look at it from the perspective of foreign customers, obviously a different situation than you described with what you just bought. But many times foreign customers are looking for stable supply chain. And the turmoil with the virus notwithstanding, American suppliers are perceived as a more stable supply chain. So it's a great opportunity for American companies to go out in their exporting efforts and say, hey, look, with all of the unpredictability and instability in the world, wouldn't you like to buy from a company who you know is going to be able to get you what you want, high quality, everything
right.
on time?
Exactly. And then you have to say, and what's that worth? Yes, you're going to pay us an extra nickel over China, but what's that worth? And I'll tell you something else, Ed, that's happening right now that you got to throw into this discussion. And that is the United States energy explosion, the growth of availability of energy, our ability to become energy independent, the natural gas resources we have to be able to put your plant on top of the energy, not have to pipe it in or truck it in or whatever, or haul it in by boat. That ability has got to be worth something. And do you believe that this coronavirus is going to reset the global supply chain?
Oh gosh, I'm not qualified to make that sort of a grand.
Well, what do you think?
I think your energy point. I think that it's going to make people think carefully about their decisions and diversify their sources and make deliberate decisions as opposed to just kind of casually making decisions by default. Your point on energy is a great one. Not only do you eliminate a lot of the infrastructure, but there's a huge cost advantage as well, which can often overcome some of the labor cost challenges that American companies sometimes feel like they face competing internationally.
The benefit to the United States and to the world of the U.S. becoming energy independent cannot be calculated right now. It's enormous. 20 Till, right back with Ed Marsh. Very smart guy, as you can tell. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.